Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The recession is forcing many of us to change our lives. For some, that means a job search or a career shift. For others, the down economy prompts a new business startup. So, the Boston Public Library is stepping up to help, as tomorrow it reopens the Kirstein Business Library at a new location. The business library used to be tucked away in Boston's financial district downtown. Now, it will be part of the public library's main complex in Copley Square. WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch has our story.
Amy Ryan knows a thing or two about recessions. She's the president of the Boston Public Library, and she got her degree by researching how people used libraries during the Great Depression and the 1970s recession.
People turned to the library in droves to think about furthering their careers, changing jobs, looking for jobs, seeking out educational opportunities.
Or starting their own businesses. So here's what bothered Ryan. The number of people walking into the Kirstein business branch downtown with questions has dropped more than 50% over the last dozen years. She decided to close that narrow building with no public restrooms and move the branch to the basement of the Boston Public Library on Boylston Street. Ryan says the business branch will now be open longer with about two-thirds more space.
And now we'll really have a place for this to be a living, breathing business resource for the citizens of Boston right when we need it the most.
Kirstein's staff has been busy stacking its volumes of market research reports, demographic tables, small business guides, and investment tutorials in the Copley building. Librarian Laura Pattison says she'll miss the financial district's charm and the regulars there, but hopes to serve more people here. Lately, Pattison's noticed an increase in clients wanting to start green businesses, such as the person who wants to sell synthetic ivy to help buildings save energy.
Many of the things that people want to do that walk in our doors are not in any typical business category, so we're very challenged on a regular basis to find them what they want, you know, about the industry they want and about the location that they want.
One person Pattison has helped in the past is Coffee Dixon. She is a Dorchester woman who researched the viability of opening a small grocery on Talbot Avenue.
This is my store. It's about 350 square feet.
Dixon says she never would have been able to open Milk and Honey Neighborhood Produce without the Kirstein materials, staffers, and seminars.
They were great. I knew the librarians by name. They knew me by name. I didn't have to, you know, jockey for any computer position with a kid that was on MySpace or people that were in there for another cause. Everybody that was in there was predominantly and primarily working on a business cause. And it was energizing.
By moving the Kirstein business branch to the Copley Square location, the Boston Public Library is hoping to energize more people to adapt to today's financial realities, to start new businesses, and thereby help the city's economy recover. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.